Hello. This is a continuation of the Prometheus wash-up boo. Basically, I finished doing the washing up, and it's been a couple of hours, I think, since I actually recorded the boo. But the last boo ran out of time, so this is me finishing off what I thought of Prometheus. So I started to talk about the derelict ship. Well, not the derelict ship, but the... Well, no, yeah, about the derelict ship from Alien. Now, the trailer led you to believe, wrongly, that what you saw, the ship that you see in Prometheus, was the, you know, the alien ship, was the ship that you see in Alien. Which it isn't. It's a different ship altogether. Now, I haven't listened to the last boo, but I know that I ran out of time, so I don't know how much you heard. But my problem with Prometheus, in a way, also stems from the ending. The ending, all I wanted, in a way, to see... To me, that would just complete the story and make things make sense. Was so Shaw and David head off in another ship away from LV 233 or 223, I can't remember which one, off to find the engineer's home world. And then it cuts to. In the original, you know, how Prometheus ends, it then cuts, of course, to the engineer. He's been impregnated by Shaw's offspring, by that weird octopus facehugger creature. And he's lying on the floor of the lifeboat, and out pops an alien, or the, you know, the precursor to... The alien that we see in the Alien film. Now, what I would have rather have seen would be that engineer, instead of an alien bursting out of his chest, as we saw in Prometheus, that engineer to give chase to David and Shaw in another ship. He gives chase, and that's all you need to know. And then that would have worked, because for me, what then would have happened is that the engineer that would have given chase would have been the engineer that crashed on LV-426 for the alien to burst from his chest. And to then lay eggs into the hull of the ship, hold of the ship. And those eggs are the ones that then hatch when John Hurt's character disturbs the eggs. And then that would have been fine. As in, you know, as in you don't see that. All you would have seen was the engineer get up, get in another ship. And give chase, because then you could have assumed, then he's been impregnated. He then tries to fly to chase after Shaw, but you know, the alien bursts out. He then crashes onto the planet, onto LV-426, and that's how the Alien films start. But now Prometheus has left us with a bit of a dilemma. Because we know it's the same race. Well, this is the thing that confuses me, is that are we to believe that the black goo always leads to an alien? That if you get it infected in you, at some point, your DNA will mutate into the form of the alien. If that is the case... then that's kind of fine, because It means that at some point, as in that is the weapon, the black goo means aliens, the aliens that we see in the alien films. And that what we saw in Prometheus, the mutated octopus things and the things at shore, is all a part of the alien life cycle that we haven't yet seen in any of the alien films. Because the aliens we see in the alien films came from an egg, came from a facehugger. They didn't come from the black goo. So the black goo is an early form of the alien DNA, if you see what I mean. So that kind of would be fine, because that would then say that if the black goo is the alien DNA, then it's happened, it can happen anytime. But what I don't get is how the alien craft crashed on LV-426 with an engineer at the wheel, or at the telescope, or pilot seat, whatever that thing is, and for an alien to burst out of him, and for him not to have anything in the hold. Well, apart from eggs. I think it's the thing is confusing me is the egg, really, because they're not, that's not the payload. As we saw in Prometheus, the caskets, the things that look a bit like eggs, are not the eggs, are not the alien eggs. They're something different. And we didn't see them in any of the alien films. So that's the engineer's technology. But the derelict ship in LV-426 in Alien didn't have any caskets, didn't have any of those urns. So what happened there, I think, is what's bothering me. I think it's just, I liked Prometheus as a standalone film, but I went in expecting to see the ship from Alien and the engineer from Alien, and that tied in with the Alien stories. And then that's fine. That's, you know, that's what happened there. That's how the franchise progressed, you know, stemming from that one engineer that crashed. But we didn't see that one engineer. We didn't see the ship. Also, something that needs to be, what I feel like I need to mention as well, that I haven't forgot, is that in Alien, the original Alien film, Dallas says to, I think it's either Kane or it's the woman's name, I've forgotten, Landon, I think her name is. He says that the space jockey, the engineer, has been there for, looks like it's been there for about a millennia. So it's been there a long time. So, and that, the Alien film, I think, is set in something like 2127 or something like that. So it's about, I'd say, about 50 years after the events that happen in Prometheus. So, because I know that Aliens, I think, is in set. Aliens is, I think, set in 2175 or something like that. And Aliens is set about 57 years after Alien. So we know it's, well, we know that any, whatever happens, we know that Prometheus happens before the Alien films. But not as far back as what is described of the space jockey in Alien. So, in a way, if Dallas is correct in Alien, as in he is, says, you know, the ship, the derelict ship, has been there for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, it would predate Prometheus. So we can then assume that in a way that the holographic records we see in Prometheus of the engineers fleeing the their weapons of mass destruction, which we don't see on camera. We don't see an actual alien on camera. So we don't know exactly what they were fleeing from in the holographic records. And there's no evidence of an alien, of aliens on there at all. So there's no, you know, dead bodies of an alien. There's no nothing to show what it was that they were fleeing from. So if we are to assume that this had all happened before, that either the ship that we see in Alien, right, hang on, they also said in Prometheus that the body they found, the engineer, and the bodies they found of the engineers looked like they'd been there for a couple of thousand years. So it would suggest then that at the same time, the same ship that were fleeing, that they all fled the planet. Right, so let's go through a timeline in a way. So ignore the beginning of mankind. You know, or you don't have to ignore the beginning of mankind, but you know what I mean. The beginning of Prometheus, ignore that part. It's not part of the alien story in a way. It's just a part of our story. But we're talking about the, you know, the aliens timeline. So in a way, it stems from, I reckon, the history is this. LV-223, or LV-233, I can't remember which one, is the engineer's planet of black goo of the aliens. That is, in a way, the aliens' homeworld. It's not the engineer's homeworld, as we know, because they said they didn't come from there. Who would put weapons of mass destruction on the same planet as the homeworld? It isn't. So there, something went wrong thousands of years ago on that planet, on LV-223, LV-233, whatever. That something went wrong. The engineers all fled. They all went in separate directions. The engineers in the temple that we see in Prometheus didn't make it out in time. They somehow died from... The reason I say it can't be the aliens that killed them is because what we know from the alien films is that if the engineers had died from an alien attack, they would have been cocooned, chestburster, there would be aliens lying dormant waiting for the crew of Prometheus to arrive, and then they would attack. They don't. There seems to be no evidence of the aliens there at all. Just that something went wrong for the engineers to flee. So the engineers all fled this planet. One of the engineers that fled those thousands of years ago in another ship had an alien inside him. He crashed on LV-426 thousands of years ago, and we next see him and his ship in the Alien films. But Prometheus then, so that's already happened before Prometheus arrives on the planet. That ship is out on LV-426, waiting to be discovered by Dallas and Kane and the others in the film Alien. That happens, you know, no matter what happened to Prometheus, that had already happened before the film Prometheus starts. It's just sat there waiting to be discovered, you know, 50 years or so later in the future of the Prometheus timeline by, you know, the crew of the Nostromo. So that's what happened there. But what I wanted to see, or what I thought would have happened in Prometheus, is that it linked to be that the alien derelict ship is the ship from LV-426. It is the ship that we see in Prometheus. But we didn't see that ship. We didn't see the alien from that ship. We didn't see the engineer from that ship. To me, that's the bit that doesn't really make too much sense, is the evolution of the alien. That's the thing that bothers me. That, to me, is a bit of a plot hole of sorts. Because how did that alien get to impregnate the engineer for him to be on LV-426? See, this is very boring. But these are the things that, you know, are bugging me. It's just the whole thing of the alien evolution. In a way, what came first? The alien or the goo? Well, it's the goo, isn't it, really? So I guess it's the egg. Ah, I'm not making any sense now. But these are the things that are going through my head. Is that I would have liked to have seen. I know we did see it. You know, I think I would have just liked to have it to answer questions that I've had for years, rather than create new ones. So it in a way hasn't answered any of the questions from Alien, apart from that we know. Well, it has. It's answered a few questions, as in we know that the alien race, that is the space jockey from Alien, was an engineer, was a creature from that gave birth to the human race, and that what we see is just a mask. So he's human underneath, or a human form, and I reckon is our future selves. So that's going to be, in a way, you know, we end up, in my opinion, what happens, what they're trying to say in the Alien films, is that, you know, because our DNA matches, we become the engineers. We end up going back, or, you know, going into the, you know, evolving into the engineers race, and then going back to seed our planet, going back in time somehow, or we all stem from the same wee black goo. But then if we stem from the black goo that the engineer drunk at the beginning of Prometheus to form the life on Earth, then why are we not aliens? Or is that why the engineers want to kill us? Because they've discovered that after seeding Earth, that we are the key ingredient to start the alien race, the, you know, the xenomorphs that we see in Aliens. And so in a way, the engineers are the Ripley of the Prometheus world, if you see what I mean. They want to stop the aliens from ever getting away, and that was the warning. I don't know, it's all a bit confusing, and I've already used up 19 minutes. So I'm going to stop now. But there you go. That's my take on Prometheus. It's very confusing. I did enjoy it. I was just expecting a different film. So I was disappointed. Not to see what I wanted to see. But it was a good film nonetheless. Great cinematography. The script was a bit shoddy. But the acting for the main cast were good. There's other little things that annoyed me, but I can't talk about that now because I've only got 20 seconds. But things like Vicky's character, why kill her off straight away? It's black, what's the point of her? But anyway, okay, that's the end. Bye for now.